Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over the last several weeks of Lent, we have been hearing the stories, the parables that Jesus told. And throughout the circuit, the brother pastors and I have focused on Lenten aspects of each of these parables. We've been on our way to the cross, to tonight, where we find our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, fulfilling his earthly purpose, dying for our sins and the sins of the world. Jesus himself carried his cross to the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There Jesus was nailed by his hands and his feet to the cross. He was lifted up, as was the old bronze serpent of the Old Testament, that whoever would believe the words concerning his being lifted up might be saved. There are, of course, numerous ways to speak about what happened that night, but tonight we'll focus on the inscription that Pilate made regarding the event. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. He wrote this inscription in Aramaic, Latin, and in Greek. Now you might wonder, why the three different languages? Well, the Lutheran Study Bible tells us the reason for this. Aramaic was the local language, Latin was the official language, and Greek was the common language of business in the Roman Empire. So it was that all passing by would see what the condemnation was, what the punishment was for. And that is another reason in and of itself. You see, they did not want anyone doing the same crime, getting the same punishment. Jesus was not the only one being crucified that night. He had a criminal on his right and a criminal on his left who were also being crucified on crosses. So it was that each of them probably had inscriptions about why they were being crucified. Again, so that no one else may do the same thing. But the religious leaders of the day didn't like what Pilate had written. They said, don't write the King of the Jews, but write, this man said, I am King of the Jews. But Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Now, there is some debate as to why Pilate might have answered this way. Some theologians believe that Pilate himself was questioning his own beliefs. What is truth? He asked as he was speaking with Jesus. Perhaps he did find out that the one sitting across from him at that time was truth itself. Perhaps not. The scriptures do not really reveal this to us. On the other hand, other theologians think that he was just being a good Roman leader, that he didn't want to go along with all the whims of the Jewish people. But for whatever reason Pilate wrote what he did not permit it to be changed. These things John recorded for us tonight so that we might hear them and believe them. They were recorded not only for us tonight, but for the people of his time, for our time, and for all those who will come to believe in these words that were recorded. Dr. Joe Okamoto from the St. Louis Seminary is convinced as to why Jesus was crucified on the cross, what that punishment was for, and it was for being the very Son of God. And it is true. Jesus was hung on the cross for saying that he was the Son of God, but as the religious leaders of the day didn't want to admit, he actually was the Son of God. There were, of course, others who knew that Jesus was the Son of God. Even Peter had made the good testimony that he was. But all the others had fled. They had deserted him. Or even the ones that were gathered around Jesus' feet, standing nearby as he was hanging there, did not intervene, as our hymn said just a few moments ago. Whether it was out of self-preservation or because Jesus was not the earthly ruler for which they had hoped, they did not intervene. You and I are sinners from birth. We would not have done any better. We have wanted nothing more than to do things our way from the very beginning. Your way from the very beginning. Sometimes we have to admit that we are fair-weather Christians. We follow Christ when it is easy, but when it becomes difficult, then it becomes difficult for us. And sometimes we even fail. We all would have let Jesus die. But that was God's very purpose. He already knew what lurked in our hearts, even from conception, that sin that lay within us. He knew that his son would be killed, and yet he sent him anyway. It was not human nails that hung Jesus on the cross, but his own love for you, each and every one of you. Everything was being done according to the Old Testament prophecies. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he could have also said, "It is accomplished." What was accomplished? Everything. The Old Testament prophecies. Living a life perfectly in your place and in my place. And even bearing the punishment which we rightly deserve. Hell itself. His bearing of hell itself was finished when he said those words. "It is finished." The inscription Pilate had written is still being passed down, proclaiming to generation and generation what Jesus had done. This Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And just as the inscription was written so that those present could know what the offense was, it continues to be written for us. It was written into German. It was written into English. And it continues to be translated into all the languages and dialects that we can come so that God's word may be presented to all people. That as many as can be saved will be saved. He was and is and always will be Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The King who willingly died for the sins of his people. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.